You're with SBS Radio.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Indigenous Australians are the most imprisoned people in the world. Our high incarceration rates are a result of past injustices and inequalities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. A new NITV documentary film explores Australia's high incarceration rates for Indigenous people and looks at why this is still happening across the nation today. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV podcast.
Yeah, Incarceration Nation is a feature documentary that which we've developed with NITV. It's really taking a good hard look at the justice system and the way it works with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. There's a real historical undertone of racism around the legislation, and we wanted to have a really good hard look at what that would look like today and what it means for us today as Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, and that fallout that has come from the disadvantage and the trauma that has been experienced by Aboriginal people over the history of Australia in the last couple hundred years. But we didn't want to just look backwards. We want to look forward to and see what's happening, what people are doing today in the country, and what the conversations we can have around what to do about the overrepresentation of Aboriginal people in the justice system and in prisons.
You just heard there from Dean Gibson, Director of Incarceration Nation, and you'll hear more from him in just a moment.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story on how I became involved in the development of Incarceration Nation, the making of Incarceration Nation. Look, it was probably about a three and a bit year. It's been a big journey. It's been a big film, and it took time, and it sort of began with a conversation with the mob at NITV, and we were talking about the justice system, and we were talking about all these tragic tales and stories that the newsrooms were getting in from all across the country, and there's all these littered stories about trauma, injustice, people dying in prison, all these terrible stories from around the country, and we were talking to them about the idea of what would that look like if we took a snapshot of where we are in Australia today. What would it say as the state of our justice system? What would it say about the state of our treating Aboriginal people in prison? What would it say about our attitudes towards racial laws that exist in this nation? And I think we really wanted to have a good hard look at that. And we came from a previous term, WIC versus Queensland, which we had a really great track record of getting a really big story, a really complex big story, but really creating a film that was really digestible, a really clean story and narrative. And I think they said to us, can we do this same sort of task with the incarceration story in Australia and the justice system and try and deliver to our audience, the NITV, the Aboriginal audience, the narrative of this journey and where we are and how we've got to where we are and where we are going.
Dean says it's time for a conversation about truth-telling when it comes to the criminal justice system and Indigenous Australians' high incarceration rates.
I think at the heart of all good films, for me and I guess for NITV as an organisation and all our media organisations and journalists working out there in the world, and I think truth-telling is central to what we're all trying to achieve. I think I think we all clearly know that this nation is at a really interesting point of its junction where it is time for some strong truth telling. It's time for a conversation around that. And I think as part of that truth telling is not putting our head in the sand around or trying to hide from the hard conversations exist in the justice system. And it's not, you know, it's recognizing that these things aren't separated. There's all these things are intertwined with the history. It's intertwined with our legislation today. It's intertwined with the state of our communities and the state of our health and education systems. And I think until we really have that truthful and honest conversation around that and have the courage to say, we don't know it all. And that's how I came into the film. I came in really knowing that I didn't, in fact, I haven't had a great deal of contact with the justice system personally. So I was coming in really, really fresh and clean and green. And I thought, what a great opportunity to try and understand that. And we don't claim to have all the understandings and all the answers to everything in this film, but it was a really interesting exercise to see people and talk to people who have dedicated all their lives to this sort of help and work. And it's been really fascinating to sort of see the kind of people come together in communities to sort of have a voice in this space.
So, just how important is it we show the true history of this country through filmmaking?
Yeah, it was really important to show the real, particularly the historical truth. And that takes us back to the arrival of the English and the Europeans. And it talks about, we talk about what unfolded on the back of that. And that talked about Matt Pitt, the white farmers and squatters moving out into the regions and really getting Aboriginal people off their lands and creating workforces around that and creating missions around that. So we speak about some of these, I guess, systems that existed historically that from the outset you wouldn't say, well, that's not a prison or that's not incarceration. But in many ways, the attitudes behind some of these big pushes out into the regions and the creation of missions and the creations of farms and workforces was very much driven with the idea that you are told what to do, you are told what to say, you are told what you can and can't do, and we very much can control all these aspects of your life. I think it's important to understand how we got to today and why we got to today, and I think the role that the legislation got us to this place. It wasn't just about Aboriginal people being antisocial or bored in life. We've got to this place because this legislation has really pipelined a lot of people, Aboriginal people, over time, traumatically, through this pathway and trajectory in life. We've got to a point where now we're probably, many of our families and friends and Aboriginal brothers and sisters are some of the most under-healthy, under-educated populations of our society, and that is not by chance or that's by legislation. We've got there by the pathway of legislation. Until we actually recognise that and change the way we do things around that, I don't think we get to really delve into the big beast of incarceration, which we sort of look at today and see these really big numbers, which can be seen really daunting and really intimidating.
So, what did Dean learn whilst making this documentary film for NITV, Incarceration Nation?
I guess learning in your life and in making a film is a really exciting and really interesting process, but it's really challenging. I think, you know, from the outset, I mean, it's clearly a traumatic and a really challenging content. So I think I learned that you have to have the courage, and we have to have the courage, and I had to have the courage to step into that and not step away from that. I think that's really the first thing that I learned, that we need to understand that it's a powerful and intense film, but it's a really important and moving and confronting film. And until I really learned that, that was probably the first thing I needed to understand to make it. I think historically, really, we always knew that legislation over time has got Aboriginal people to a place in society today. I probably didn't really understand the true significance of feeding that into a pipeline of particularly children being taken out of home care, being put through the justice system, and then being put through the adult prison system. And I think that's a really clear pathway, which I probably didn't really realise was such a big, apparent and clear pathway, which we need to, as a nation, say that's not good enough and we need to do things better across for our children and for their futures.
What does Dean hope audiences will take home from watching the film Incarceration Nation?
It's going to be a really challenging, but like I said earlier, it's going to be a really challenging, it's a challenging and powerful film. And I hope that people will take note. I hope people will stay safe. You know, it's important that they stay safe off the back of the film, that they recognise that it may trigger things, it may get people thinking and talking. But I think it's really important that they have the courage to have these conversations. And I know these people do. I hear and see it every day in my research, in my conversations. People want to have these conversations. And I think it's really important that as an Aboriginal communities and people that we have those conversations about who we want to be, who we are, how the justice system affects us and what we can do to gain the power about that. People always say to me, it's a really complex and challenging and really tough conversation to have, and it's really a complex issue. And one of our documentary subjects in the interviews pulled me up and said, it's not complex. People say that, but it's not. It's just about power. You know, we need to grab the power back in this conversation. We need to grab the power of the conversation. We need to grab the authority that we are entitled to for our future. I think it's really important. Once we grab that power, we begin to look at what it looks like and speak up about it and have a voice about it. And I think that was really important that NITV, from the initial point, said, this needs to be an Aboriginal voice. We want to have the Aboriginal voice to this topic. We don't want it to come from anywhere else. We believe we are the voice of this topic, and it's great that they backed us on that. And I think around the back end of it, it's all about supporting communities and people, hearing, listening, learning, and then looking about how organisations are making differences every day across the nation and what kind of support, encouragement, finances, all those kind of things, what they need to even do better and what that, you know, looks like moving forward as a nation.
Helen Morrison is the producer of Incarceration Nation, and I asked her how her involvement in the film first came about.
Well, I've worked with Dean Gibson for about 15 years. We worked together at a production company here in Brisbane, and, you know, we reconnected years later after we'd both left, and Dean just rang me one day and said, hey, do you want to make a doco? So I guess, you know, we've done a lot of short documentaries for NITV, and we've kind of just built our relationship and the capacity to do, you know, bigger documentaries as the years have gone on. And Wits versus Queensland was a really amazing experience. And then about 3 years ago, you know, in conversations about sort of what is the next big thing that we could do, and we sort of wanted to turn the lens on Australia with the incarceration issue in a way that really hasn't been done in a top-line view before. You know, there's been some amazing documentaries that are micro stories, but we wanted to try and do a top-line overview of what's happening.
So, what was the filmmaking process like, and what has the journey been like for Helen while working on the documentary film?
It definitely has been a journey, lots of learnings and illuminations. It's been 3 years since we started with the first idea from Dean of what was, you know, a story that he wanted to tell. I think really once through the research and writing the treatments and sort of engaging in the space, it was an amazing experience when, like a light bulb, when I realised the connection between the historical treatment of First Nations people from the first foot on the shore of the country, and how those dots connect through to trauma and disadvantage, which in fact are the two key drivers for incarceration. So that was a real, wow, this is, I haven't actually acknowledged that before, but that's kind of the root cause.
What did Helen learn from making the Incarceration Nation documentary for NITV?
The process of working with archives. So we had done it before with the Wick versus Queensland, but it reminds me as a filmmaker that every film has its very own unique challenges and obstacles, and particularly with the content that we have used in the film. It's very sensitive, it's very emotive, and it's actually real people with, you know, their brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, you know, sons and daughters, and, you know, building relationships and understanding the families that have suffered trauma, and that the lack of acknowledgement and accountability around those particular cases that we use in the film, and we're just touching the surface in the film of the enormity of issues that are out there. This can't be the definitive, we can't fit everything into a film, but I really, you know, like to acknowledge the courage and the bravery of the families that we consulted with to use the material, and the overwhelming reason that they consented is to fight for the cause. They don't want it happening to more First Nations people, so anything they can do, and as heartbreaking as the situations are, they really know this is the time that it's got to change.
And was it difficult for Helen to make this film due to some of the distressing content featured in the documentary?
Very early on, we developed a mental health wellbeing strategy. We recognised that, right, you know, every crew member and talent in the film, that there may be points that are trigger points, that will create unease and distress. So we sort of constantly were checking in with everybody to make sure, working with this content, that that if they needed debriefing or connecting to a support service, that we were there to do that. It's, of course, but you know, the footage is traumatic in part. But then talking with the families and having that very emotional connection, it did amplify that when, you know, people are actually living, have lived through and survived this trauma. So for me, yeah, it was a weight on my, you know, but I think we just all felt like Dean is a great support debriefing. We often would have to have these sessions, and you become a family in a film, and so we're all there to look after each other.
And what does Helen hope viewers will take home from watching the documentary Incarceration Nation?
This is not a complex issue. There are simple solutions that can be enacted, and throughout we'll have an impact campaign and have, you know, very concrete actions people can take just on all levels, you know, the simplest levels up to, you know, bigger actions. But I hope that they can take away the sense that maybe the system and that its processes really need to be looked at, and that is by everybody raising their voices to make sure that something happens. We can't continue this way.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, director Dean Gibson and producer Helen Morrison. And you can watch Incarceration Nation documentary on NITV on Sunday, the 29th of August at 8:30 p.m. And to listen to more of the NITV podcast or Our Story podcast, just go to where you get your podcasts from. And if you need to reach out or know someone who needs help, you can ring Lifeline on 13 11 14, or you can also contact Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under 6 or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids HAPPY ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.